Praise the Lord. Glad to be here. I'm glad for somebody that'll say something for the Lord. Man, he's worth talking about. We've talked about a bunch of other garbage today. Well, I mean, what's the best thing we've talked about all day? Talk about the Lord. So why not just go ahead and get it off your chest? Amen. Get it out of your heart. That's the best thing there is to talk about. There ain't nothing else. We'll talk about football, and we'll talk about baseball, basketball, this and or that. But we ought to just talk about the Lord. Amen. That'd be do us all a little bit better than talking about other people. But I'm glad to be here. I appreciate Brother Kane, and I'm glad to have Brother James and Sister Talisa with us tonight. We appreciate them. I'm glad to have everybody, but they've been there. I've been there since the beginning for them. I watched that wife pray for her husband and about quit several times, and now look at them. Boy, I tell you what, they're here, and they're still saved and helping pastor a church now, and we're thankful for them. And we're glad for what God's working in their life, and we appreciate them and their what God's done for them. And we appreciate all of you for coming out to spend this New Year's Eve night with us. You could have been a lot of other places. I know there's many years, Daddy, that I'd have been in a lot of other places tonight. I'd have been just now getting ready to head out for the night. And boy, I tell you what, there ain't no better place to be than right here, amen. And there ain't no better people to be around than right here with you, amen. With God's people, and I love the Lord, and I'm thankful for that tonight. And if you have your Bible, turn with us to the book of John, chapter 5. Book of John, chapter 5, and we will let you out of here tonight as quick as possible. And but hey, guess what? It's New Year's Eve, and we gonna go home. We gonna and bring the new year in right tonight. I'm thankful for that, and I'm sure glad for that. But the book of John, chapter 5, if you have your Bibles, turn there with us. And starting at verse 1, it says, "And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And then whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he saith unto him, Will thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said to him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Father, as we come, Lord, once again, we're thankful. Lord, I love you this evening. I'm thankful for what Cain's talking about, the love of God and the mercy of God. Lord, I'm glad for that still small voice that lives and resides within us. Lord, we ask now that the anointing might come upon this place. Lord, tonight, oh God, Lord, to help us, oh God, Lord, to preach, for we realize that we're nothing without you. Lord, that we might be made new this new year, oh God, Lord, that we, oh God, can, as a people and as a church, can cast off the old things. Lord God, as this scripture talks about, how that we might be able to be made whole right now tonight. Lord, I love you this evening tonight. Thank you for all that you do. Have thy way. Lord, help me once again to do that you called me to do. Lord, I love you and I thank you, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it talks about at this pool at this place called Bethesda, and all of this, and it said that there is a multitude of impotent folk, of blind and halt and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. A lot of people that's messed up is in that place. Brother Jim, there's people there that's got things going on in their lives that they just can't deal with. They don't know what to do, and they're waiting for something to happen. They're looking for something to change them. They're looking for somewhere to go. They're looking For something, Brother Michael, to make them different. They're looking for some help. They're looking for some guidance. They're looking for some healing. And they're looking in this water. Amen. And the Bible says that there, at a certain time of the year, an angel come down and it would trouble the water. And when that water got troubled, that the first person that would get into that water, whatever disease or whatever thing, the ailment that they had going on with them, that was made, that was fixed in that moment, Brother Brad. And it said that there was this man that had been there, Brother Brad, for 38 years, had said that you could tell by looking at him that he'd been there for a long time. Well, I remember one time when I was in a bad place, and Jim, you could tell by looking at me, I'd been there for a long time. Boy, I felt like them bones down in that valley over there in the book of Ezekiel that he talks about, that when people looked on me, all they seen was death. And I can remember times, Cain, when people looked at you, all they seen was death. I remember times, James, when people would look in your eyes, all they could see was death. All they could see was death in every one of our eyes at some point in time in our lives. But I'm glad that what people see is not the end result. I'm glad this evening that there is a Savior, amen, that can come by our way and change what people see. I'm glad that there is a Savior tonight that can come by our way and change who we are. Amen. He can change not only us, but Brother Brad, he can change our situation. He can change where we live. He can change how we live. My friend, you might be living below our heart or whatever. God can take that and turn it around and make it something great tonight. I want you to know that listen, he said that he came by that place and said that there was a man that was there, been there for 38 years. And one day there was a man that come by, amen, and he asked him a question. And that man that come by there, he asked him a question. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" Now, a lot of people tonight, we can go to the doctors and get made well. We can go get made better. We can go get well, but you can't get whole. My friend, there's only one tonight that can make you whole. Amen. And it's not in a doctor. It's not in a water somewhere. It's not found anywhere else, but under the precious blood of the slain Lamb of God. My friend, I want you to know, amen, that you can be made whole tonight, and it will change your life forever. We got a lot of well people. We got a lot of people that's better. They're just not whole yet. Cain, there's something missing. I was the same way that you was. There was always something missing. I might get better for a little while. I might get well for a little while, but I was never whole. No matter what, I was always searching for something, Cain. There was always a void that was deep within my heart that no matter what I done, no matter what I tried, there was nothing that would touch it. Until one day there was a man come by the name of Jesus. You know what he asked me? "Will thou be made whole?" My friend, that's what I want to ask you tonight. Will thou be made whole? Are you tired of missing out? Are you tired of feeling like that you don't belong? Are you tired of feeling that it's not enough? Are you tired of feeling like there's always something missing? That there's just not what, that you just not quite got what it is that you need? My friend, that's because you're not made whole. And there's only one way to get made whole tonight, and that is to ask Jesus into your life. That is to ask him to come into your life and make you whole. My friend, and when Jesus asked this man that man had been there for 38 years. He'd been there for 38 years. I can't imagine that. I can't help but to think about that. For 38 years, Daddy, this man had been there. And he said, "Every time that the angel for 38 years, I want you to get this. For 38 years, John, he'd been a failure. For 38 years, somebody else had got what was his. For 38 years, he felt like everybody else deserved what he got because he couldn't make it down. And for 38 years, he missed the mark. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" And he said, "Sir, I have no man to carry me down," said, "when the water's troubled." Said, "because I'm in the shape that I'm in, I can't make it to the water. There's always somebody that's going to beat me. There's always somebody that's going to get there." My friend, and that's the way sin is. It'll get you to the brink to make you think that you're going to get what you're looking for. And just at the last minute, you'll miss it because it never was truly there anyways. There ain't no healing in no water. It's all in the blood this evening. They're talking about, there's people that teach now that oh, it's the water that saves you, and as long as you've been baptized, that's all that matters. My friend, the only thing that'll save you is the shed blood of the cross of Calvary. My friend, it takes the blood tonight. I believe that you have to accept the finished work of Calvary, that you have to accept what God done for you. And the only way to be made whole tonight is through that shed blood that was shed on Calvary. And then you go get baptized. You repent and then go get baptized. My friend, he said, "I have no man. There ain't nobody that can do for you what God can do. There ain't nobody." Listen, there wasn't nobody available. There wasn't nobody that could do for that man what the man that was standing there with him, what Jesus was willing to do for him. He said, "I have no man. There is no man. I don't care what you think and how high of a pedestal you put man on. There is no man that can do for you what Jesus can do for you in a split second." I'm talking about he could change your life. He can give you everything, everything that you've ever needed and wanted. He can give it to you in a split second, in a moment. I remember somebody said this while, it might have been my wife, said, "I remember praying for the things that I have now. I remember praying for a good home. I remember praying for healthy kids." Brother Troy, I never will forget when before Isaiah was born, I was wet sick. And that's the reason we had no more kids, because I said, "I don't want to go through it again." Because I was worried about Brittany. I was worried about Isaiah. I was just worried. I don't know what it was, but about that pregnancy. But something had me worried to death. And all I could do was worry about it. I'd say, "God, please let them be okay. God, please let them be all right." And now look at them. They're both just as fine as broken. Don't know how else to talk. I don't know what else to say, Brad. I can't help it. I just know how to talk the way I know how to talk, buddy. This suit don't make me no smarter. I'm trying. It don't make me no smarter. I can't help it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I remember praying for what I got now. I remember praying. Boy, I had a little blue ST, and I loved that little truck. It's a pretty little truck. Suit made it pretty. I bought it, and it looked kind of rough. I took it down suits, and we lowered it down, put some rallies on it, some flat caps and some bands. Boy, she's slick. I remember driving. I had to drive. It was 97 miles one way to work. It was 97 miles. I drove from here to Athens every day. And I thought, "Lord, please let me make it." I remember driving up there, and I thought, "My goodness, this is going to be the last thing." Because I don't care. There ain't a mountain no steeper than 111 over here. It's rough on vehicles. And that little 2.2, boy, it'd be coming back. It'd be on the red line in second gear. Running 20 mile an hour. I thought it ain't. But you know what? I was trying to get home to my family. I was trying to get home to what God had given me. My friend, I remember praying for everything that God's given me today. I'm telling you that the devil tried to steal it all. He tried to keep me blinded from what it was that God had for me. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be whole today had it not been for him. And you'll not be whole without him. My friend, until you get saved and get right with God, you're missing everything. I tell you what, this evening, I want you to know something, that man said, I have no man that when the waters trouble to carry me down. And I'm glad this evening that when Jesus spread forth his arms and he said it is finished and he gave up the ghost and died, that when that immediately there was a spirit come down from heaven. I believe it was Jesus, and he went to the top of that veil that separated man from the Holy of Holies, from us getting a hold of God. Amen. He went to the top of that baby and ripped it down from the top to the bottom. He said, no longer is it going to take a man to get you to Jesus, to get you to the Father. You can come to him yourself. I'm telling you what, there ain't no man that can carry you there. There ain't no man that can save you. There ain't no man that can help you but one, and his name is Jesus. He said, I have no man to take me, but when the water's troubled, somebody else comes through and steals my blessing. Have you ever felt that way? That just, boy, somebody else just gets your blessing. Boy, you go to fill out a job application, they don't call you. When you put your name on a ballot and you don't win. When you do this or do that, boy, you just never get the call. But Brother Brad, one day, you know what happened? I got the call. Boy, I got the only call that's ever mattered. There was a call came down from heaven. Amen. And he called out my name, Daddy. And he said something. He called me out by name. He said, hey, will thou be made whole? Boy, that's the best calling, amen, that's ever known to man. Amen, it was the Father calling the Son home unto salvation. And I'm telling you what, tonight he'll call you, he is calling you, and all you've got to do is accept the call, amen, and trust him, and he'll give you everything you've ever needed. He'll give you what your heart wants. He'll give you what your heart wants. Amen. The Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And the Bible can't lie. Amen. But if we'll delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He'll give us what we need. Amen. And listen, the Bible said, then David said one time, he said, I was once young, and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. My friend, I'm telling you what, he said, I'll go all the way, even unto the ends of the earth. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Friend, you need a Savior like that. You need a Savior like that. That man, he's going to leave you eventually. He'll let you down. But boy, God never lets you down. I tell you what, you need a Savior like that. You need to quit getting well. You need to quit getting better. And you need to be made whole. Well, the doctors can do all they can do to try to help you, but it takes the Savior to make you whole. That thing that Cain's talking about, that was that void that was within his heart. And there's only one key to it, and God holds it. He's the only one that can get to that void. He's the only one can get to that spot, and he's the only one that can fill it, because it's made for him. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because God created it all, and he made a spot just for his Son. He said, Daddy, I believe Jesus is up there, and he said, Daddy, see that part of the heart right there, that deep part, that dark part that nobody can see? He said, make that one just for me. Make that one where nobody else can get to it. Make that one where it's all mine. And you know what he's done? He's the only one that can get to it tonight. And until that part of your heart is unlocked, and until that part of your heart is filled, you'll always be missing something. You can be made whole tonight. So I want to ask you a question. Will thou be made whole? There's a lot of people that's well, and there's a lot of people that's been made better. There's a lot of people that needs to be made whole. I got better a few times, Daddy. When I was 14, they sent me off. I got better for a little while, but I wasn't made whole. When I was 16, they sent me off. I got better, but I didn't get made whole. I come home 18 and went to jail. I got better, but it didn't make me whole. And then 19, they sent me off cane. I got better, but I didn't get whole. Until one day, I told y'all this morning, I was walking down through there, thought I was something, thought I was this or that, amen, and I was still missing something. But that day, I got made whole. He said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And the Bible says immediately he got up. Immediately his ankles was fixed. Immediately everything about that man was made whole. And he got up from there. Boy, and I tell you what, and he walked out. He walked away from what was holding him down. Brad, I'm glad for the day that I walked away from everything that was holding me down. Because I'd been made whole. This evening, Jesus is still saying the same thing to everybody. He said, will thou be made whole? He said, that's what he's walking through. Listen, you're coming to an end of 2023. We're at the end of 2023. There's 5 hours and 40 minutes left, I think, of 2023. 5 hours and 40 minutes. And you've wasted all of this time. And you've wasted your whole life trying to get better. Now, in the final hours, as we come to the end of 2023, I want to ask you, will thou be made whole? Boy, you can leave it all behind right here in 2023. And you can step off into 2024 a brand new person. A new creature in Christ. Amen. Redeemed. Redeemed. I love that word. This is why. Because in order to be redeemed, somebody had to want you. Emily, I love the way that you relate things to us. We go and play games all the time at arcades. I could spend hundreds of dollars at an arcade like it ain't nothing. And when you take them tickets up there, you have to redeem a prize. And you know what you do? You sit there and you look through all them prizes. And you see what you want. And you say, I want that. And what you've done is you've redeemed that prize. You know what God's done? He's looked through all the earth tonight. And he's looked right here in Barker's Cove. And he's found you out of everybody else. And you know what he's saying to you tonight? I want you. I want you. At the end of 2023, I've got everything to choose from. I've got all I can do. I want you. And I've got the tickets to pay for it. Because I've never got the tickets to be able to get what I want. But you know what? Jesus has got the money. He's paid the price. And he's chosen you tonight. Will thou be made whole? Come on with the song, whoever's got the song. This evening, will thou be made whole? God loves you. And you can be made whole right here tonight. All you've got to do is trust in the Lord. It's easy to trust him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying it's easy to get saved. Because the Bible says, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If any man come unto me, I will in no wise cast him away. Cast him out. My friend, all you've got to do is come up here. And you know what he'll do? He'll make you whole. You want something better going into 2024. Boy, you ought to step out tonight in faith as we go to pray. You ought to step out, come up here and say, I want better. I want better. I want to be made whole. I don't want to be better. I don't want to be whole. I want to be whole. Is something missing in your life tonight? Is something just not there and you don't even know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. You're not whole because you're missing the Savior. Won't you stand with us this evening? And won't you just step on out? As soon as you stand up, don't even grab the pew. Just walk on out and come up here and let's pray. Boy, you ought to come on. You ought to just come on and be made whole tonight. Amen. You ought to just step out and come on.